But continuing the idea of what happened to the last frontier, I have a poem that perhaps Robert Bly read when he was here. He organized a series of anti-Vietnam War read-ins of poets, and I read in some of them with him, and an anthology was published called Where is Vietnam? American Poets Respond. And mine is a satirical prose tirade called Where is Vietnam? And it's related to Vietnam the way Norman Mailer's latest book is related to Vietnam, the title of which is Why We Are in Vietnam, I believe, or Why Are We in Vietnam? Where is Vietnam? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the then president, also known as Colonel Cornpone, got out a blank army draft and began to fill in the spaces with men. And Colonel Cornpone got down to the bottom of the order where there is a space to indicate just where the troops are to be sent. And Colonel Cornpone got a faraway look in his eye and reached out and started spinning a globe of the world. And his eye wandered over the spinning surface of the world. And after a long time, he said, I see no relief. So they brought him a relief map of the world. And he looked at it a long time and said, thank you, gentlemen. I see it all very clearly now. Yes, indeed. Everything stands out very clearly now. And I can see the oceans themselves rolling back and Western civilization still marching westward around the world. And the new frontier now truly knows no boundaries. And those there Vietnamese don't stand a Chinaman's chance in hell. But still is all these Chinamen who think they do. And also they think they can also actually reverse the westward march of civilization and actually reverse the natural westward spin of our globe. But gentlemen, these are not war games. This is not space angels. This is the real thing, gentlemen. And I know right exactly where this here Vietnam is, gentlemen. And I want to make doubly sure that all our own people know right exactly where this here Vietnam is, gentlemen, in case any of you should happen to get cornered by some eggheads or someone. And just then, Lady Bird came running, and Colonel Cornpone stepped into the cloakroom and whispered to her, the world really does rotate westward, don't it? And she, being smarter than he, as is usually the case, whispered back that this here Vietnam was not a place but a state of mind. And Colonel Cornpone got that old faraway look again and stepped back onto the front porch where they keep the rockers and sat there rocking for a long time and then said, gentlemen, I am a family man, and this is for real. And I am hereby ordering the complete and final liberation of Vietnam. For the roots of the trouble are found wherever the landless and oppressed, the poor and despised, stand before the gates of opportunity and are not allowed across the frontier into the great society, which seems to lie out before me like a land of dreams. And so, gentlemen, here we go. Fasten your seat belts. We are powerful and free, and united there ain't much we can do. And so, gentlemen, let me point out to you exactly where it is we are all going on this here globe. Because, gentlemen, even though I am reputed never to have been out of the United States and its possessions, I do know right where we are going on the brink of Vietnam. And even though we don't want to stop the world spinning in the right direction, even for an instant, I do want to slow it down just long enough for me to put my finger for you right on this here sore spot, which is Vietnam. And Colonel Cornpone put out his hand to slow down the world just a bit. But this world would not be slowed down a bit. This world would not stop spinning at all. And Texas and Vietnam spun on together, faster and faster, slipping away under Colonel Cornpone's hand, because the surface of this world had suddenly become very, very slippery with this strange kind of red liquid that ran on it across all the obscene boundaries. And this world went on spinning faster and faster in the same so predestined direction and kept on spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning.